ABC Radio Australia.
We begin with the region's biggest and largest beauty pageant that ended over the weekend, with Miss Samoa Litsara Iremia Allen winning the coveted Miss Pacific title. Her crowning on Saturday night brought to end a week of excitement in the Solomon's capital, Honiara, who were hosts for the first time in the competition's history. This is the outgoing Miss Pacific Islands, Moimoana Schwenke, speaking as her reign came to an end before passing on the baton to the new Miss Pacific.
In the Pacific, we are so blessed because we understand that the heavens, the land, the sea speaks to us. We know as Pacific people that the Pacific is not just the beauty that we see with our eyes, but it is what is felt in the heart, the soul, and the spirit. I feel a type of a nostalgia, especially coming here to the Solomon Islands. I feel a connection as if I am retracing where my ancestors once came and traversed the sea to. I feel that I am walking in their path, and that is so special to me, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to be in this position. Somehow I know that this crown was one of the places that my ancestors guided me to. And I urge you all here, one soul water, one pasifika, no matter how restless the world may become, never lose the essence of who we are. Stay united. Stick together. We need more events like this, like Pacific Games, like Pacific Forums and Miss Pacific Islands pageant, for us to have the opportunity to learn from one another so that we can have the opportunity to build and reach our full potential.
Now, despite those positive words, the event ended in controversy over delays in announcing of awards. And over the past 24 hours, social media has been raging with allegations of a cover-up. So joining me this morning and on the line from Honiara is journalist and editor of Solomon Business Magazine, Robert Ironga. With that, I say good fellow morning, Robert.
Good fellow morning.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Before we get into what actually eventuated out of the Miss Pacific pageant, how did you feel it went? What was the public turnout for Miss Pacific?
Yeah, I think generally the turnout was pretty good, especially for the key events, the one on Friday, which is a float parade. Thousands and thousands of people came out to show the supports on the roadsides and even at the venue. So, and on Saturday night, there was a huge turnout. The gallery was packed to the limit. You know, this is a popular gallery that we held the Pacific Games. We hosted some events, the Intersports there, and it was packed. And people there were receptive, and they really adore what happened and embraced Miss Pacific Island pageant, which was held here.
And the atmosphere itself, though, Robert, what was that like? What did you see and what did you experience?
Oh, well, electric, it's the word. It's live wire, as others would like to say. But yeah, everybody, the atmosphere was so entertaining and full of the feeling of being Pacific, being a family. It all came out together and we really enjoyed it, especially the people who have not seen this. They even come to our shows the last we held here. I was in 2012. It was totally different from what we had in the last few days.
And especially from Saturday night, as we know, Miss Samoa was the winner of the night. What areas did you see where she scored quite strongly over the other contestants?
Yeah, it's very difficult for me to really tell the difference because everybody performed very, very well. I think it comes to the details and what the judges probably know better than us. And I think one of the things was performed consistently in all the events of the night. And one of the her strength is C used the early missionaries in all our the performances on the night and appearing in white kind of attire most of the time and with a very good background music. And I would say that probably she aged the others by a very small margin. The others from Tonga, even on Solomon's, they did very well in other Pacific Island countries, even from Kiribati and Nauru, they also did very well in Papua New Guinea. So I would say that it's the judges that probably the eyes and what they saw different from us, yeah.
Yes, no, and I know we aren't judges ourselves, but, you know, I know thousands were tuning in to watch this beauty pageant. But in the results itself, it seems like there was a bit of slowness, a bit of a delay between the scrutineers and the MCs over awarding different awards. Do you feel like this had affected the show in any way? And how did the crowd react?
Well, we, the media, we actually were just right behind the judges, and then we saw movements here and there. And before the results were announced, and even they were announced, that there were still movements between as the scrutineers and double checking. Yeah, so it was quite, it's really disturbed the crowd and the spirit in which we were in. And there were some boos coming from all parts of the crowd because of the results were delayed. And they appear that the MC was basically doing a good role, but he was sort of delayed by a job of other people, the scrutineers who double check and went. And I think they gave him a piece of papers with the results, and probably he was trying to find which one was which one. So I think we saw what is happening on social media now. I'm not going to talk about that. I was approached by one of the judges to say that what's appearing on the social media.
Well, I think this is the issue that has come across social media. We believe over the weekend there's a video that went viral, again, allegedly showing one of the judges saying somebody else should have won. So again, have organisers of the pageant themselves said anything?
Actually, I think that must be the same judge was telling me too. I think we have not heard yet, but based on what she was saying, was telling me, was that they're going to raise a formal complaint to the secretariat to have a look at the final results. Yeah.
Are you able to let us know who that judge was?
Well, probably I will try to talk to them before I can probably release the person's name.
All right. Well, then, Robert, you know, when we look at how social media has reacted to some of the problems during the pageant, what have you seen so far about how people have reacted to the situation that has come about because of the results of Miss Pacific?
Well, I think our people just want fairness. The Solomon Islands has hosted a very successful event, and we wanted it to end very successfully, and which is some stain on it, but we had hosted big events like the Pacific Games, and it went well. And we just wanted some fairness to the winners. And also, as a region, we should see these events as a uniting events, not as a division among our people.
Yeah, and I think that's the bigger question is, do you think the social media criticism and even the trolling has dampened maybe the positive benefits of Miss Pacific?
Absolutely. We benefited a lot. And of course, our people are able to see queens from our region. And it's a kind of an activity that unites our people. And all along, we've been uniting behind a queen. And also, we support other queens from our region. And that's a fact. So the ending was sort of a kind of dampened the spirit of our people here. But we are positive that it should be able, once it is solved, then it can be able to put back a good mark on what was held on the round.
Robert, have you been able to speak to any of the contestants themselves since the incident has happened, or even are they still there in Honiara?
Yes, I got us. Most will be flying out today. But, you know, the dampened spirit also dampened some of the spirit of some of the journalists. Yes, so all of them went early. But I managed to stay on for until almost 1 a.m. in the morning just to speak to a queen and Queen Solomon. And see what was saying was, see, regardless of the results, she was happy with the outcome, and she was very pleased to participate. And the result stands as it is, and we move on from here.
But now, just for Solomon Islands itself, what has this done in terms of even tourism, in terms of just promoting your country? What has that done for you?
Well, all along, I think that based on what the queens attended a lot of the ceremonies, they were saying that they were quite surprised to see how beautiful our country is. And we hope the spirit they bring from us is they help to promote tourism, which we are struggling to promote as a big industry. But in generally, the focus of the Pacific that to our region, to this country, and of course outside, there was a lot of people watching from outside, would be able to give us some kind of offer up hand, or people may be able to come and visit our country. And it's not all about Honiara, it's about all our countries, parts of our country, which are important and beautiful, as well as other parts of the Pacific.
Absolutely. Solomon Islands is very much a beautiful country. I was there at the Pacific Games, so definitely a place for many to visit. Robert, look, we understand that there is a lot of allegations that have been put out there, but until the truth comes out, then we will wait for that. But Robert, we appreciate your time in sharing what the latest that has been happening there in Honiara.
Thank you, Tumas. Thank you.
Tagio Tumas. Robert, that is Robert Ironga, is the founder and editor of Solomon Business Magazine here on Pacific Beat.